The following is a paid program on this station.
The information in this program is for educational purposes only and is not meant to diagnose, prescribe, or treat any illness or disease or injury. Consult a qualified health practitioner for answers to your personal medical questions.
This is Restoring Health, Improving Lives Naturally with Dr. Lee Yardley on Cairo Radio 97.3 FM.
Are you or your loved one in pain, facing surgery, or taking drugs with no end in sight? Don't give up hope. Dr. Yardley has had success with thousands of patients who previously tried all kinds of different procedures, but to no avail. Patients come from around the world to right here in the Northwest to get treatment from Dr. Yardley. So listen and learn about his unique and natural methods and the possibilities for you. This is Restoring Health, Improving Lives Naturally with Dr. Lee Yardley.
Welcome back. It's great to have you with the show. I've got Dr. Lee Yardley, D.C., with me here today. Now, Dr. Yardley, we're going to talk to Sue, one of your patients, in just a second. She travels a long distance, up over 100 miles to get to you each
time.
She
clocked it, and she's going to tell us about that, I think. But, yeah, comes from Anacortes.
And my understanding is she suffered from the same problem that you had as a teenager.
As we grew up, we had similar issues, and we were both diagnosed with scoliosis. Hers much worse than mine, because she was actually put in a Milwaukee brace, and that's a miserable thing. I mean, most teenage girls will not wear it. They take them off.
Yeah, who wouldn't?
Yeah, exactly.
Well, let's talk to her. Her name is Sue. Sue, thank you for joining us.
Oh, you're welcome.
Sue, let me start by asking you, why did you decide to go see Dr. Yardley?
Well, I've had a lifetime issues with my back. I was born with fairly severe scoliosis and wore braces and whatnot when I was a child, and that was back in the 60s. And I was always told that I may have more troubles as I get older, and that happened. As I got into my 50s, I began to have problems. And right before I came in to see Dr. Yardley, for about a year before that, I was having pretty severe pain in my back, like spasms that felt like Charlie horse in my back, middle.
And this was in your middle back, wasn't it, Sue? It was higher up. It wasn't in your low back.
Right. It was higher up, like between the two wing bones back there.
Exactly.
Kind of right in the middle.
Exactly.
Yeah. And it was pretty debilitating, where if I was up and moving around, I would end up on the floor pretty much instantly. It was like a real strong Charlie horse that would hit really fast.
Yeah, and you couldn't stand up straight for about half an hour after that, could you?
Right, and it was getting worse. It got to be where it was happening almost on a nightly basis, sometimes several times a night, and all it would take would be turning over in bed.
Mm-hmm.
When it first started happening, it would be if I got up.
Now, but you'd had it for about a year before you came to see us, didn't you?
Yes.
Yeah, so you were just kind of living with it, trying to put up with it, right?
Yeah, I was. I was hoping it would just get better by itself.
Mm-hmm.
And it was getting worse, so I figured I had better do something about it. I had been listening to your radio program for quite a long time, but I was also caring for one of my parents, who was requiring round-the-clock care, and it wasn't so easy to get away. And after my mom passed away, that's when I finally came in.
Mm-hmm. Now, you know, to go back to when you grew up, you had braces on, and you just slid right past that. But you had leg braces when you were really young. And then when you got older, you were put in a Milwaukee brace, which is a very sophisticated medical attempt at trying to treat scoliosis. It doesn't reduce the curve, but it is hoped that it will stop it getting worse. So, I mean, that's a big time. And you know, I was a scoliosis victim when I was a teenager, diagnosed when I was 14. So, you know, you and I both experienced that same thing together.
Yeah.
So, Sue, you finally went in to see Dr. Yardley. Tell us what happened.
Well, I was a little bit nervous, so a little bit skeptical, because it just seemed too good to be true, everything that they said. When I got my first adjustment, I went to bed that night, and I didn't have any of those spasms, which was amazing to me. And honestly, I have not had one since then. So that problem was stopped instantly as soon as I got my first adjustment.
Amazing.
I thought it was pretty amazing, and I was telling everybody.
Mm-hmm.
I couldn't believe it. And this is almost 2 years later, because it was in March 2 years ago.
Wow.
And I still haven't had another spasm in my back.
Now, you work, you know, work as a checkout in like a grocery store. And so the use of your hands is very important. I think you were having some issues with that right wrist and hand as well, were you not?
Yes, I was. That was getting worse and worse also. And I hadn't really gone to pursue any treatment for that either. But that problem has also gone away.
Now, you play the piano, don't you? At least you try to when your hand's working right.
Yes.
Yeah. Then, so that was a problem. You're having some numbness in the right arm when you first get up.
Yes.
Yeah. And so that stuff is all gone now completely. Is that
it's
right?
It's all completely gone.
Wow. Wow.
It didn't go away as fast as the back spasm problem. Over a period of about a year, it got better and better, and it's gone now.
That is great.
Now, Sue, you told us that you were a little bit skeptical about going to see Dr. Yardley, that it might be too good to be true. So now that you've had the experience, what would you tell other people who are trying to make up their minds about whether or not they should go to the Yardley Institute?
I would tell them they have nothing to lose because it's a simple procedure that Dr. Yardley does. There's no pain or discomfort involved. It's quick. The office is great. Everybody's friendly, makes you feel very comfortable, and definitely don't wait like I did. Get in there right away.
Exactly. And you're not really close. You come to us from Anacortes, don't you?
Yeah, and when I look on my, I measured it one day on my my mileage.
Yeah, how far?
And I go 107 miles one way.
But it's worth it, isn't it, Sue?
It is. I would do it again.
Wow, Sue. That's quite the endorsement. Now, have you got anything else to add?
I just really think that people should check it out if they're at all interested or they're having any kind of discomfort or maybe they've been somewhere and haven't gotten relief because it's really worth it. And it's so easy.
Well, Sue, I'm glad you came on and shared that with us. It's an inspiring story.
Yeah. My life is much better.
Great. You take care, and thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
You're listening to Restoring Health, Improving Lives Naturally with Dr. Lee Yardley on Cairo Radio.
Do you suffer from migraines, headaches, neck and back pain, sciatica, joint pain, or neuropathy? These are all health issues Dr. Yardley's patients have seen incredible improvements with. Hear from over 100 patients at yardleyinstitute.org.
Hey, it's Todd Herman. I'm here with Bryant, fellow patient with Dr. Lee Yardley, D.C. I saw it in your eyes. We're a brotherhood because you had an experience sort of similar to mine.
It's amazing. I can't even begin to tell you the relief that I have received in such a short period of time.
I love radio because I got the face for it, but I wish people could see your face right now. The way it's lighting up and the smile on your face, because I see this in the welcome area, right? When you get talking this, and it's this brotherhood. Oh, my gosh, you're with Lee Yardley.
Yes.
So help me out here because there's a lot of people who wait, and you've seen them, guys. Our age, you know, I think we're probably similar age, getting up out of the chair, right, or getting down on the ground to play with the kids. Oh, hold on, kids. They're just dealing with the aches and pains. What do you say to them about that?
Well, first of all, I'll say to them, why are you making that noise? Why? I'm not kidding. You creak and you groan and you moan, and it's like, you don't have to do that.
Yeah.
That is exactly what drove me into him. Yeah. The sciatica and the pain in the hip were so bad, my life was not worth living in the pain that I was having.
Listening to Restoring Health, Improving Lives Naturally with Dr. Lee Yardley on Cairo Radio, 97.3 FM.
Vonna has a great story. She grew up in New Mexico. When she was 12 months old, she was hemorrhaging due to loss of calcium in her legs, and the doctors gave up on her, told her parents that they couldn't do anything to help her. And her parents learned of a doctor 400 miles away that did the same type of work Dr. Yardley does. She had to move in with her mother because her mother was closer to Dr. Pond, who's now deceased, so Vonna could get treatment. And it's because of this doctor that Vonna is alive today. Vonna was unaware that there was another doctor like Dr. Pond in the area. Then she went to see Dr. Yardley, and her right leg had quit working. Her left leg felt like hot water was being poured on it. And Vonna, what a story. Welcome.
Well, thank you. It is a story. I'm very excited about my story.
So how did they affect your life? I mean, I know you were young, but it had to be very limiting in terms of activities you could undertake.
Well, definitely. I was walking at 10 months and then stopped walking at 12 months when this calcium was being stripped from my legs.
Yeah.
My body was doing it to itself.
Yeah.
And then, of course, the hemorrhaging internally, they couldn't find the cause or the source. my parents, being the dutiful people that they are, they were taking me to get all kinds of testing done. Yeah. And then the basically, truly, the medical field did say there's nothing more we can do for her. You'll just need to put her in an institution, forget you have her, have other children, move on with your life. But that was in the 70s. It's what they did then.
Yeah. So that sounds a little bit like disease care versus health care, as that Dr. Yardley would say.
Right.
So previously, you went through all these other methods to try to resolve this. Your parents found Dr. Pond. Dr. Pond did the same type of work that Dr. Yardley does at the Yardley Institute. So when you then started to see Dr. Yardley, do you recall what your first treatment was like with Dr. Yardley? Do you recall back to that?
Yeah. Dr. Yardley was 4 years ago this month is when I started with him. And I started as a patient first before going to work for him.
Yeah, so you do work for Dr. Yardley. I want to get into that.
Yes, I do.
So what was that first treatment like with Dr.
Yardley? The first treatment was surprisingly very gentle, very did anything happen kind of mindset, mentality. Yeah. But like you pointed out, my right leg wasn't working. I literally was having to hold on to people and close my eyes and focus and make my right leg step forward. My left leg felt like there was hot water running down it. And I would sometimes stop and look and feel, you know, is there water actually there? Because I could feel the water.
Yeah.
And of course, there was nothing there.
Yeah. So you, as you know, I'm a fellow patient of Dr.
Yardley. Oh, that's right. Yeah.
You have seen me at the clinic, taking care of me at the clinic at the Yardley Institute. So can you talk about the improvement in your condition as a result of the treatment you've gotten from Dr. Yardley at the Yardley Institute?
Well, I'm walking normal now. Yeah. You've seen yes, I come and get you to measure you. I am walking normal now. And I remember when this first started thinking, I wish there was a doctor like Dr. Pond in the area. And at the time I didn't know. I listened to his program a few years back. Yeah. But then my dad is the one that really pushed for me to go see Dr. Yardley.
Yeah.
When all this was first starting.
Yeah.
But as I have started walking normal, and it didn't happen overnight. And, you know, our body takes time to heal. It didn't happen overnight, and it doesn't heal overnight. So I was very, it's been a journey.
Yeah.
I love the fact that Dr. Yardley walks through this journey with us. He doesn't just say, you know.
Yeah.
He walks through it with us.
Yeah, I like that about Dr. Yardley as well. So in this journey now, you've arrived to this point where I wouldn't have known. I've been with you a number of times. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't have known you'd have these challenges. So I see that you walk better, that you're very joyful.
Yeah.
So how else has your life changed as a result of working with Dr. Yardley?
My energy levels have increased. I feel better coping power, when stress levels hit, stressors hit. My way of thinking has changed.
Tell me about that.
Well, I did tend to be kind of a negative person. Mm-hmm. And then I had worked for a chiropractor down in Texas who was a full spine chiropractor, learned a lot under him as far as the education.
Mm-hmm.
Then moved out here to Washington and I went to work for another. I was in the medical field. Mm-hmm. I mean, it was a good job, but it wasn't my heart. And chiropractic is my heart.
Yeah,
I love the wellness approach to life that Dr. Yardley teaches or encourages or guides us for.
Yeah.
But I was struggling a lot with mental and emotional stressors, I guess.
Yeah.
And as I've healed, I wouldn't have classified as brain fog, but all of a sudden one day I realized, you know, I'm thinking more clearly and I don't have the emotional fatigue.
Yeah, I've heard that from a lot of doctors out of these patients about the brain fog going away. Mm-hmm. It's amazing what happens when the body regains its ability to heal itself.
And I don't know if everybody knows this or not, but Dr. Yardley has been recognized by the state as the work he does for the post-traumatic brain injury healing.
Yeah.
Just throwing that out there.
It's funny because Dr. Yardley never mentions that because
he doesn't. He's very humble.
Yeah. And now that you have gone to this point in your life where you feel so much better, you're walking better, the brain fog has lifted for you. You went to work at the Yardley Institute.
Mm-hmm.
And what's it like to see people who were suffering like you were?
Oh, my goodness.
What's it like to see their journey?
So enriching. So enriching.
Yeah.
Recently, I was with a patient, and I told her, I said, I'm going to talk about you. I won't say your name because she says she's going to wants to come talk to you at some point.
Yeah.
But she and I were doing her wellness assessment. That's basically where the patient gets to tell us how they think they're doing since they started under care. And we both were in tears because she's so excited. She didn't tell Dr. Yardley she had asthma issues. She's had asthma since she was 15 years old. She's in her mid to late 40s.
Mm-hmm.
And all of a sudden, she's been realizing, I'm not having asthma attacks. I can run.
Yeah.
And when I run, I don't wheeze like I was. And that right there, that is worth it to me to be there at Dr. Yardley's and just to meet all the people. I love people and to meet them and see them basically crawling in. Sometimes they come crawling in and they're up and moving within as soon as our body's ready.
Yeah.
And so.
So, Vonna, what would you tell people who are on the fence about going to see Dr. Yardley?
Come see, at least come talk to us. We can answer all your questions right there. Happy to do so. But come on in, you know, come see us.
Good. Well, that's Vonna's story, and it's a great one. Thank you.
Thank you.
You're listening to Restoring Health, Improving Lives Naturally with Dr. Lee Yardley, D.C. on Cairo Radio.
You can hear from over 100 patients discuss the incredible improvements they've experienced with Dr. Yardley at the Yardley Institute. Health issues like neck and back pain, headaches, sciatica, neuropathy, vertigo, and many others. Go to YardleyInstitute.org.
Hey, it's Todd Herman. I'm here with a fellow patient of Dr. Lee Yardley, D.C. Craig, you started going through the treatment. When did you realize you'd seen improvements? For me, it was at the gym, walking around realizing, wait a minute, my joint pain's gone.
Mine was when I would wake up in the morning. I was having back pain, and I felt like it was going down into my buttocks area.
Yeah.
I would sleep different ways, hoping that it would fix it, but I would always wake up with a pain. After the first one or two sessions with him, I woke up without any pain, and it was such a relief to wake up refreshed without feeling that pain level that I would wake up with.
I'm smiling as we're talking, Craig, because I remember sleeping in a whole bunch of different wild positions.
Yeah.
What's it meant for your overall quality of life?
It's much different. I mean, I can get up in the morning and bend over and put my socks on, which doesn't seem like a big deal until you can do it again all of a sudden, you know?
Right.
I'm a little older and a little wiser, and I've put up with some pain in the past, and I would say don't be like me and sit out there and hesitate and wait and wait. Just go get it done.
I couldn't agree more.
Now more of Restoring Health, Improving Lives Naturally with Dr. Lee Yardley on Cairo Radio 97.3 FM.
Hey, it's Todd Herman, and I'm with a fellow patient of Dr. Lee Yardley, D.C., Gail. I don't know if I'm allowed to say women's ages. How old are you, Gail? You can tell us if you like.
Well, I'm a little older than you are.
I don't buy it listening to your voice. You spent your career helping people, right, as an RN?
Yes.
Yeah. And so you've seen the disease care industry, and I wanted to talk a little bit of a difference about the health care that Dr. Yardley practices. But what was a specific reason that you went to go see Dr. Yardley at the Yardley Institute?
I didn't really have any specific ailments, but, you know, having worked over the years with people who had problems, I'm very into preventative care.
Mm-hmm.
And because I know a bit about how the body works, when Dr. Yardley talks about the brain-body connection, that made a lot of sense to me because all of your cranial nerves come through the hole in your skull and then go down into your body and innervate the rest of your body. So when he talks about, you know, there might be a bit of a problem in that area of connection, you know, to me that made a lot of sense. My decision to see Dr. Yardley was based on preventative medicine, just the way you try and eat healthy and you exercise and you try and give your body all of the positive things that it needs to continue to stay healthy.
Yeah, I read a little bit about you and some of the things you've been through in your life. You've not lived, none of us have, lives without challenges. You've had some car accidents and some surgeries, et cetera.
Yeah, and plus I had a few concussions when I was younger. So, you know, none of them gave me any kind of a problem. So when I first went to see Dr. Yardley, you know, I didn't really expect that he would find anything. So I was just stunned when he came back into the office and said that, you know, most people are out, you know, 2 or 2.5 degrees. And I was out over 5 degrees. I was just shocked.
Wow. And why did you see Dr. Yardley instead of a full spine chiropractor?
Well, just because of that brain-body connection, that just made so much sense to me because, you know, our whole body is innervated from our brain and skull on down through. So it just seems to me if there was some infringement on that connection that, you know, eventually our body might pay a bit of a price for that. So, you know, so my thought was to, you know, like I said earlier, to give my body every positive thing that I can to help it continue to stay healthy.
Absolutely. And, you know, Gail, since I've been a patient of Dr. Yardley's now about 3 years, I've really tried to explain to people the difference between healthcare and disease care. And to me, the way I boil it down is disease care is, I went in for joint pain. Disease care is, hey, let's really study your knee and study your ankle and let's give that a name and maybe we'll call it, if it's not what I have, maybe we'll call yours fibromyalgia. But let's not spend any time swimming upstream to the brain-body connection. But I'm an amateur. You spent your life as an RN. So how do you describe the difference between healthcare and disease care?
Well, you know, disease care is taking care of a problem that already exists. But with preventative care and health care, you're actually, you know, trying to prevent some of the problems that a lot of people run into, especially as they start aging. So for me, there's a huge difference in preventative, alternative care, and disease care, because you're taking care of a disease that may not have existed had you been able to give your body the ammunition that it needs to stay healthy.
Well said. And what do you say to people who are sitting on that fence about going to go see Dr. Yardley at the Yardley Institute?
You really don't have anything to lose. It's a very pleasant experience. He's a very knowledgeable man, and if you can assist your body to stay healthy for all of your life, you know, I think it's very important to give your body the ammunition that it needs to stay healthy, and I think seeing Dr. Yardley is one of those ways that you can assist yourself in staying healthy.
I'm always curious about this, Gail, because I've met a number of patients of Dr. Yardley's. What was your first reaction when you got your first upper cervical treatment from the doctor? Because I know what mine was.
Oh, it was so gentle. It was, you know, it was like nothing I'd ever experienced before. I've been to chiropractors over the years and used to being twisted and turned and, you know, all that kind of stuff. And this was just so gentle and so soft and so non-invasive. It was just a very comfortable thing to undergo.
Yeah, I had the same experience. Was surprised at how quickly I felt better, and it was pronounced. Now, I know you went in for preventative care to give your body the ammunition it needs, and that's great. More people need to do that at the Yardley Institute. But I understand you did see some improvements in how you felt.
Oh, I did. I have a better overall sense of well-being, and I think a lot of it was due to, you know, the things that Dr. Yardley was a part of. But a part of it, I think, for me, and probably a lot of other people, is, you know, you just because you're doing really positive things for your body, it gives you a psychological advantage that you know that you're doing the best that you can to, you know, to continue to stay healthy.
Yeah. And anything else you think people should know about Dr. Yardley, D.C.?
Oh, he's just a lovely man, and the office staff they're always in good moods. I mean, you can't go in there and be in any kind of a down mood, because it's impossible. Everyone is just so upbeat. It's just a really nice place to go to spend a bit of time.
Couldn't agree more. Well, I appreciate you coming on with us, and thank you. We really appreciate it. You're listening to Restoring Health, Improving Lives Naturally with Dr. Lee Yardley on Chiro Radio.
Are you in pain, facing surgery, or taking drugs with no end in sight? Dr. Yardley is here to help. His gentle, non-invasive treatment allows the body to heal naturally with no drugs or surgery. Learn more at yardleyinstitute.org.
I found out a few years ago how powerful Dr. Yardley's gentle, non-invasive treatment can be. Hey, it's Todd Herman. You know what happened? My joint pain, gone. My sciatica is gone. My headaches are gone. Stop living with pain. Get your life back. Dr. Yardley's patients have seen remarkable results from health issues like headaches, migraines, vertigo, neck, low back pain, sciatica, fibromyalgia, and neuropathy. Make an appointment today. Just go to yardleyinstitute.org. Restoring health, improving lives naturally with Dr. Lee Yardley, D.C.
You're listening to Restoring Health, Improving Lives Naturally with Dr. Lee Yardley on Chiro Radio, 97.3 FM.
Hey, thanks for joining us today. It's Todd Herman. I'm here with Dr. Lee Yardley. And Dr. Yardley, in a minute, we're going to be joined by a special guest, a patient of yours. And Dennis, why don't you tell us what health conditions you were dealing with when you went into the Yardley Institute?
Well, I was really having some sharp pains, like mid-back, shoulder blade, and it was just really, really bad. I had been under some other chiropractic care, but It just wasn't working for me, so I decided to give the Yardley Institute a try.
Yeah, I imagine those conditions sound familiar to you, Dr. Yardley, with Dennis's background.
Well, that's true, but you know, we deal with low back pain, we deal with neck pain, but when you get that mid-back pain, it is a tension-getting. It's like a knife stabbing you, and you don't ignore it. You really don't ignore it.
Yeah. And so, Dennis, how is this impacting your life, the conditions you're on, or your daily routine? Were there like activities you could no longer do with the pain as it was?
Oh, yeah, it was pretty serious. Sleeping was an issue, getting in and out of bed, any sort of twisting, turning. Work life was miserable. I was pretty much, you know, in pain a lot of the time, and in turn was kind of grumpy with people around me.
Not your usual personality, I might say.
Right. Yes.
And this had been going on for about 2 years, too, hadn't it, Dennis?
Yeah, it was about 2 years that I sort of put up with it before I was brave enough to try something else.
Mm-hmm.
So when you think about when you first received the care, the gentle care that you get from Dr. Yardley, your first upper cervical treatment, what do you think about? How do you remember that first time Dr. Yardley provided you that treatment?
Well, to be honest, after I got my first adjustment, I wasn't sure that anything really happened. It's such a light touch, a very precise touch. It didn't feel like a normal chiropractic treatment where you hear bones cracking or moving. But I'll tell you, that night I could really tell that something was happening in my body.
And then he went right out and banged his head on the car.
Yeah, I did do that, yes.
I thought we were on the same side, but I was wondering at that point. But we hung in there, and
yes,
we saw some good changes.
So, Dennis, prior to going to the Yardley Institute, what are the things that you try to resolve this problem?
Well, certainly I was taking a lot of Tylenol. Like I said, I was under some chiropractic care. It got to the point where I felt as bad after that chiropractic care as when I got in. I was trying to cover the pain a lot, let's say that.
And Dr. Yardley, I know you track this because I know you are always operate on data. And Dennis, I want to ask you to describe sort of the improvement in your condition as you began to receive this care from Dr. Yardley. And I know the doctor keeps up on these things too. So how did you see improvement? What did it feel like?
Oh, it was almost immediate after that first adjustment that, you know, I felt the whole body sort of get back into alignment, and that stabbing pain was gradually going away, which is not something I had experienced for, over 2 years. So I could feel my body changing.
Doctor, I know you track these things too.
We do. We're running metrics every visit. We don't adjust every visit. Our goal is not to addict people to being adjusted. We want to addict them to feeling good. Dennis is an IT guy, so he's very data-based. And so he could see us tracking this information, creating a database, and tracking what was going on.
So, Dennis, I bet that's a relief to know someone's operating with data in mind. And I want to ask you, how's your life changed now? So you say after the first treatment with Dr. Yardley, you could feel this relief. So talk about the improvement in your life, things you're able to do that maybe you weren't able to do before.
Yeah, so obviously the biggest thing was I could, you know, no longer feel that stabbing pain between my shoulders. I sleep way, way better. And, you know, I like to think that my attitude at work and home has improved because I'm feeling better. I'm not in pain all the time.
Yeah, yeah. I know there's people who will consider something like going to the Institute, and they'll sit on that fence. So what do you say to people who are, they know about Dr. Yardley, but they're putting it off?
Well, I think I've heard you say it a million times. You know, I was sorry that I waited. Just going to talk with him initially really gave me the confidence that he could find the root cause and not just cover it up with, you know, some kind of adjustment, but find the root cause and treat that.
Yep.
And get my body back into the ability to heal itself.
Yep. One of the things that's amazing
me, I would say don't wait.
Yeah, don't wait. One of the things that amazes me, because I'm a patient of Dr. Yardley's, is there's always, it seems to me, there's so often conditions that people don't expect to see improved. And did you see that with Dennis's case? There were things that he wasn't reporting. Or Dennis, did you get improvement in areas you didn't expect to see improvement?
Well, I think the sleeping better at night. See, the sleep-awake cycle is in that brain-body connection. And so that's something that we get a lot of reports on. Also, his personality, his mood improved. He's a nice guy anyway.
Yeah.
He just got better.
So I take it you would recommend Dr. Yardley to other people, Dennis.
Oh, very much so. And I'm sort of a little evangelist here at work with people, you know, recommending that they try something different, and the Yardley Institute is a wonderful place to do that.
Yeah, I've always felt very, very welcomed there. And what are you looking forward to now with life change to the Yardley Institute? How's your life going to change on a go-forward basis?
Well, you know, certainly getting my body to heal itself is, you know, the ultimate goal, and continuing to feel good and do things that, you know, I might not have tried before because I just thought it would be too painful. So just living life to the fullest.
Yeah. Dr. Yardley, I want you to close this off. Dennis is your patient, not mine.
Yes.
So the biggest improvement you've seen with Dennis, what's been most remarkable for you?
You know, it's I always have enjoyed seeing Dennis, but I remember when he first came in and the discussions we had. And it's just a joy to go in and see Dennis on each of his visits because he's smiling, he's up, he's ready to roll. And I just really like that about Dennis.
Yeah, I agree. You're listening to Restoring Health, Improving Lives Naturally with Dr. Lee Yardley on Chiro Radio.
Do you suffer from migraines, headaches, neck and back pain, sciatica, joint pain, or neuropathy? These are all health issues Dr. Yardley's patients have seen incredible improvements with. Hear from over 100 patients at yardleyinstitute.org.
Hey, it's Todd Herman for Dr. Lee Yardley, D.C., and I'm chatting with Dan, who is a fellow patient. Your wife saw improvement with sciatica, headaches, asthma. You go there just to support your wife. You are off the Xantex and you're off the Tums. That's incredible.
And within just a few months, my doctor took me off of my diabetes medication.
Wow. And the pills are gone. And,
oh, yeah, absolutely. I don't take anything.
What would you say to people about Dr. Lee Yardley as a guy who restores the body's ability to heal itself?
I have to say that I was skeptical, and I understand that. And so people are probably maybe a little skeptical. But really, what do you got to lose?
Yeah.
And if there's something out there that can help, and there's so much that we don't know, and the body works in ways that most of us just do not understand at all, and Dr. Yardley does understand ways that the body works, and he can help people because he knows those things.
It's not disease care, it's health care.
Right. It's been a very positive experience for us.
Now more of Restoring Health, Improving Lives Naturally with Dr. Lee Yardley on Chiro Radio 97.3 FM.
Hey, look at this one of the guys. Absolutely fascinating stories of three back surgeries. And at one point was told, hey, guess what? We're going to fuse all your vertebrae together. Sounds like fun, but he instead decided to go see my doctor, Dr. Lee Yardley, D.C., even though he was a little bit skeptical. Jason joins us. Hey, Jason, welcome to the show.
Hey, how are you doing?
I'm great. I'm feeling good. I guess you're doing better now, too.
Much, much better. Absolutely.
Tell us a little bit about your story. You at one point, you were unable to get operations. You'd been through three of them, and you were immobile for how long were you immobile?
So the first spinal surgery that I had took place in the UK about 25 years ago. That was an absolute nightmare. I was a young guy then. The injury was caused by kickboxing, which was obviously worked to my detriment eventually. The national health system in the United Kingdom has kind of got a worldwide reputation for being terrible. It's all very, very true. And when these problems started with my lower back, way back when, lots and lots of medication, terrible, terrible experience. Certainly for being such a young guy, it was literally crippling. Long story short, I had a very brutal back surgery eventually, which left me laying down for about 4 months, recuperating from the operation. Then I guess if we fast forward to around about 2010, it went again, you know, leaning to one side, couldn't walk, medication, the whole nine. Same story, L5 vertebrae gone. They had to remove some more pieces of it, obviously shaving bits off it. 2015, I was in Colorado in the States, and it went again. Had another back surgery, and that's kind of where it was up until, I'm going to say, last summer, where I was doing some work on the house with my wife, went out again, and I'd already been told many, many times that, you know, 3 is kind of your maximum for spinal surgery in this regard, and the next time it happens is a big possibility that, you know, you're going to have to be fused, and I'm 46 now, and that was very, very worrying. Now, my mother-in-law listens to your show quite often, and she suggested that I get in touch with Dr. Yardley. Now, one of my wife's aunties had actually had some treatment with Dr. Yardley some years before, and we spoke to her, and she seriously recommended it. Now, that kind of brings us to signing up with Dr. Yardley originally. Obviously, very, very skeptical. I've had some experiences over the years with, you know, I guess you can call them normal chiropractors. So I went there with, you know, as much as an open mind as I could. And, you know, we met Dr. Yardley and he could see that I was in great deal of pain. And, you know, he's a Kiwi, so we have kind of a UK connection, I suppose, inadvertently. And, you know, he looked me straight in the eyes and said that he could help me. And I trusted him. Mm.
So you went in like I did. I'm a patient, Dr. Lee Yardley's. I've been for 3 years. And when I went through the first treatment, I called some people at the station and said, wow, I don't know. I don't know that he did anything. But it was remarkable, Jason. For me, it was the day after the day, I was walking around the gym. My joint pain was gone, and I was just astonished. And I guess for you, you had, a couple weeks in, you started to feel better after being treated by Dr. Yardley?
I really don't think it took a couple of weeks. He adjusted me, and literally, I think, pretty much as soon as we walked out into the parking lot, actually, I'm not going to say I was miraculously healed, but I was standing straighter. I literally looked at my wife, Nicole, and said, I can already feel a difference. And she was flabbergasted, as was I. And I'm going to say, yeah, probably 10 days after the first adjustment, I was literally walking around 100% straight and absolutely singing his praises. You know, and my mother-in-law was extremely happy. My wife was happy, and I could literally get back on with my life again. It was phenomenal and just complete and utter miracle, actually. And my life has got way, way better because of it. I'm walking straight. I don't stoop anymore. I have absolutely no pain whatsoever. And, as a result of it all, my 7-year-old stepson, Jake, is also now a patient. My wife is now a patient. My father-in-law is now a patient. You know, and I very, very readily recommend anybody who has anything like this to go and see him because, you know, surgery is definitely not a great option, obviously. And I really wish that I'd known about Dr. Yardley 25 plus years ago when I first had my first surgery. So,
well, you just told a bunch of people.
Interestingly enough, yeah, I mean, absolutely. I'll stand by that, you know, 10,000,000%. Just, we were actually moving out of our old home. We were selling some items. You know, this couple showed up from Seattle and the guy, he couldn't walk. I mean, I saw it straight away. He was absolutely in agony and I knew what kind of pain he was in because I could tell by the way he was walking. And I started talking to the guy and he said, yeah, I've had one surgery and, you know, now I'm back in the same place and the pain is just so brutal. I'm full of medication just to be able to get through my day-to-day life. And I immediately pulled out a business card of Dr. Yardley's, gave it to him, and I said, really, you have to go and see this guy. And I told him exactly what had happened for me and, you know, all our family members who have been treated by him because it's just incredible.
Well, I can tell you right now, Jason, you just told a bunch of people about this, and you're a great storyteller, and I bet you were a great fighter and sound like a great dad, and it's just it's really terrific what you've done. So God bless you. I'm glad that you're feeling better, and I really appreciate you sharing your story with us. It's a great story, and I'm just so thrilled you're better. Thank you very much.
Thank you, too. It's a pleasure speaking to you and sharing this information with people.
Well,
absolutely.
Give your folks, the folks who listen to the show, give them a hug, and then you try me one day, because I talk about that British healthcare system from time to time. So you give me a try.
Okay.
All right, Jason. Thanks very much.
Awesome speaking to you.
You too.
Thank
Bye-bye.
You.
You're listening to Restoring Health, Improving Lives Naturally, with Dr. Lee Yardley on Cairo Radio.
You can hear from over 100 patients discuss the incredible improvements they've experienced with Dr. Yardley at the Yardley Institute. Health issues like neck and back pain, headaches, sciatica, neuropathy, vertigo, and many others. Go to yardleyinstitute.org.
Hey, so George is a fellow patient of Dr. Lee Yardley, D.C., and he's dealing with a whole list of health problems prior to seeing Dr. Yardley. He had balance issues, constant numbness, tingling pain in both feet, serious low back pain. He even had low back surgery, but you're still in pain. So, George, what happened after you started to see Dr. Yardley?
I started going to Dr. Yardley, and everything changed around. I tried running, and I thought I'd never run again. So I tried running the other day, and it's getting better. You know, it's some might not call it running, but to me, yes, it's a lot.
Hey, George, running is running. So how's the pain? Is it still there?
Yeah, I know the pain. I don't have pain anywhere.
That's awesome.
Tell me, what's that meant for your quality of life?
You know, I have as good a quality as a guy my age can have. I don't know of anybody that has any better. You know, I'm semi-retired. I'd say pretty excellent for my age.
George, I'm so happy for you.
You're listening to Restoring Health, Improving Lives Naturally with Dr. Lee Yardley on Cairo Radio, 97.3 FM.
Hey, it's Todd Herman. In a minute, we're going to chat with John, who's a fellow patient of Dr. Yardley's. But first, I wanted to share with you kind of an update on me and where I'm at. It's been almost a year since I started treatment with Dr. Lee Yardley, D.C., and what I've experienced since then is I don't get to see him enough, right? And what I mean by that is that there's a whole lot of business people. They want you in there all the time. That's how they make their money. Dr. Yardley's different, right? His goal is to make sure that he sees you when you need to be seen, make sure that you're keeping up with the treatments and that you're staying in good health. And my joint pain is so gone that if I ever do like hit my knee or something, I'm reminded, wow, I used to feel this way a lot. The sciatica was gone. In fact, I didn't even remember I had it, honestly, until my friend Ron Upshaw, who's in radio at Cairo, and he's a patient of Dr. Yardley. He mentioned sciatica and that he'd had that. And then I remember, oh my gosh, I used to have this. My sleep is better and I don't have headaches, etc. I think the other thing, and that's about Dr. Yardley, is when I do see him, because obviously I go check in, and you may know this, that I think 40% of Dr. Yardley's patients are there for preventative reasons, to make sure that they don't end up in pain as we age. When I do go see him, his memory about me and what I was suffering from is magnificent. His interest in what I'm doing is always there. And every time I go in and I have chats with people in the welcome area, I'm just regaled with the same stories, right? That people have had these same experiences. And I do run into people who will say, you know, I've tried other treatments and these things have not worked for me. And I still find myself in pain. And I always say to them, hey, have you heard anyone talk with you about the brain-body connection? Have you ever worked with someone who concentrates on something so specific and has done it for so many years? And rarely do you have someone say, you know, yeah, in fact, I've never met someone, not a patient of Lee Yardley, who's had that experience. Because, look, he's devoted his life to this. What he does is rare. What he does for me and as for so many others is remarkable and effective, and I just can't thank him enough for it. So, hey, we're going to shift gears, and I'm going to talk right now to John. So let's go talk to John. So you had quite a story about how you got injured and ended up going to see Dr. Yardley.
Yes, I worked construction, and I was up on a wall, and I fell, and I caught myself on a beam on the way down. And doing that, I wrenched my shoulder and my neck, and so I was in a lot of pain. I tried to keep working, but I was having to use my left arm to lift my right arm, and that went on for a few weeks. And I'd been going to chiropractors since I was a kid.
Yeah.
That wasn't helping. I'd gone for x-rays and didn't show anything. And after MRIs showed that there was a fracture there, they said, basically, there's nothing that we can do. You can't put a cast on a shoulder and it'll eventually heal. But, you know, there's nothing really we could do for it right then. So I continued with chiropractic. After a while, I listened to KTTH all the time. I'd heard Dr. Yardley advertised, and so I decided to give him a try. And within about 2 weeks of starting care with him, the pain was completely gone.
So, awesome.
And I'd been in pain for, you know, I'd been having to, even like to comb my hair or whatever, having to use my left arm to lift my right arm and, you know, put a shirt on, have to kind of turn sideways so I didn't have to lift my right arm to put my shirt on, you know. And so within a couple of weeks, the pain was gone.
Awesome.
So, yeah.
So, look, I'm a patient too. And so my experience was, maybe you've heard me say this in the air, the first time I got treated by Dr. Yardley, I honestly thought, wait a minute, did this guy do anything? Because it's so gentle and non-invasive that I walked out going, oh, okay, honestly, something happened. But then it was 2 days later for me, and I had joint pain, right ankle, left knee, right hip, left shoulder, gone. And you had the same experience about the gentleness of the care, non-invasive?
When he did his first adjustment, I didn't feel anything. I didn't feel anything move. I didn't hear anything. I was, you know, I wondered if it was actually going to work, but I, you know, I was willing to give it a try. I was so much pain.
Yeah. And then you went through, I guess, a busy period in your time or in your life, and you weren't going to see Dr. Yardley.
Yeah. When the crash happened, I worked construction. So, you know, yeah. We were hit pretty hard.
Yeah.
And I made a financial decision instead of a medical decision to stop going to see him. And I was okay for a while. And then my health just kind of tapered off until about December of last year. I had been getting worse and worse. I'd been going to another chiropractor, and a different chiropractor was doing adjustments on me about twice a week just to keep me where I could sleep at night. I was having numbness that was developing in my shoulder, and that eventually grew and spread to where my whole arm was numb, as if I was asleep on it. So I decided I'd go back to Dr. Yardley again. And again, it was within about 2 weeks of returning to care under Dr. Yardley again, that the numbness was gone. The pain was gone. I wasn't going back to the other chiropractor because I didn't need to. My neck was more stable and the spine was more stable.
Yeah, there's a lot of people who go to Dr. Yardley for preventative care, right? You know, so you go through and the pain is gone, and then I guess probably 40% of his patients, like me, are just there for preventative care.
Yeah, and I wish I had kept doing that. I didn't, but I will now. Yeah. I'm not stopping anymore.
Good.
Yeah.
Good. Well, thanks for sharing with us. Appreciate it.
Yeah, thanks, Todd.
Yeah. You're listening to Restoring Health, Improving Lives Naturally with Dr. Lee Yardley on Chiro Radio.
Thanks for listening to Restoring Health, Improving Lives Naturally with Dr. Lee Yardley. You can learn more about the Yardley Institute and listen to over 50 patients share their remarkable stories. Just go to yardleyinstitute.org. Tune in next Sunday for Restoring Health, Improving Lives Naturally with Dr. Lee Yardley on Chiro Radio, 97.3 FM.